Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show presented by SeatGeek. They're the geeks of seats. I've been trying to tell you guys, and man, this would have been, I didn't fully realize what this game was about tonight. And if you went in SeatGeek, you're not going to see a lot of the green bubbles. I'm going to be honest with you, because it's Jeter night at the stadium Friday night. Thinking that we just might score some runs. We will see if these Yankees lineup scores some runs on Jeter night against the Rays, who, by the way, are 4.5 back, and they're playing some of the best baseball in the American League. I think they are 19-5 in their last 24 games. A little different story than Los Yanks. But you can go to this game, SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME. Go to any game. Go to tomorrow's game. Go to Sunday's game. Go to any game, basically anywhere, because SeatGeek has tickets to it. And with code PREGAME, you'll get $20 off your first time using SeatGeek. Download the app. Check them out. Code PREGAME. Thank you, SeatGeek. Myself, Davis Wimbledon, as the Yankees take on the Tampa Bay Rays on Jeter night. His first time in the building since 09?
Since 14.
That makes more sense because he played through 14. But, you know, he had that video with his girls before, and they haven't been to the stadium. I mean, I think it's Jeter's first time in the stadium in, like, 8 years.
I think so.
Which is pretty nuts because, like, just think about it. You know, CeCe goes to games. He's going tonight. I bet he's got pretty good seats. He might not have them, the SeatGeek seats. I think he got the good ones. But just think about how often you see, like, Andy Pettit shows up at Yankee games. In Paul O'Neill day, the other day, dude, show up. You were on the New York Yankees. Jeter's a different cat.
Didn't someone have a day that Jeter came to?
I don't know. Check out the chat. We'll see what other what other productions we've got. But it's a big night in Yankee land. Joe's McFly wrote me into the game, which you might know the over. BBD's going. A lot of people are going because it's Jeter. It's Derek Jeter and the Lankies lineup. The Yankees lineup is Aaron Judge batting leadoff, Gleyber Torres hitting second, Aaron Hicks hitting third. I didn't put that together. I jumped to other parts of the lineup. IKF is cleaning up, playing third base. Miguel Andujar, roll those R's. He's DHing, hitting fifth. Oswaldo Cabrera, sixth, playing right field. Oswald Peraza, shortstop, batting seventh. Higgy Marwin. I think the two things that need to be checked off, Peraza slides up the lineup for the first time. He's only hit ninth. He goes up to the seventh hole.
Couple of eight holes, excuse me. He's been.
Moving on up. And IKF and Oswald Peraza have been your left side of the infield for four straight games now. Something of note there. Anything you like or dislike here, Beeps?
Four-hole IKF, he's playing third, so that's clean. Judge leadoff hasn't really been discussed. He's done it more than I realized this year. We were looking at the lineups on Talking Baseball before this, which you can check out if you want to hear about other teams. And the Yankees, they were discussed. And I was looking at the lineups for the year, and he's batted first, like, double-digit times. It's like, huh. Like, I knew they did it more this year. They hit that button, but snuck up on me.
I'm interested. Let's see what it looks like. You're kind of forcing the onus in the first at bat. You know, the last thing any starting pitcher wants to do is just, like, walk the first batter, but you're kind of, your hand is forced a little bit because pitching to him is insane. So I'm open to that. And it's felt like for me that Aaron Judge has been leading off so many innings. And I don't think that's tied to the two hole necessarily, but I don't know.
I guess my only criticism of it in this lineup would be I'd want that like flip the lineup kind of nine hitter ahead of him if he's batting first. So this being the game, Peraza gets bumped up. I like Peraza in the nine spot.
Yeah, I mean Marwin and
it's all fine.
Marwin and Higgy's at bat seemingly get more important as they get slid down the lineup, which I see what you're saying there. That's a little funky.
Cabrera,
speed,
something.
Yeah. I'll circle Andujar. He homers yesterday. We talked about a lot on Talking Yanks, and hey, you know, maybe we're overreading into it, but he on doubleheader day, Andujar seemed pretty checked out, for lack of a better term. And honestly, we're on his side. Like, think about his career path and how the Yankees have treated him and things, all of it. Like, he's heard trade rumors for 4 years now, and he just was, like, in AAA pretty much the whole time or hurt. And yet when they call him up, he starts. He's batting fifth today. Miguel Andujar is batting fifth today. So this Yankees lineup is still a shell of itself. We will see. Let's see. And it goes to Frankie Montas, which leads us to the pitching path to victory. He is getting the start today. Frankie the Yankee. I feel like he's been good, bad, good, bad. Am I remembering that right?
Something like that. And there might be back-to-back bads in there. I feel like we're missing one.
So he was St. Louis, bad. But that was weird. Boston, okay, 5 innings, 2. Yeah. Toronto, 6-6, not great. Mets, 5.2-2, good. Angels, 6-4, eh. And then last start against these same Rays. 5 innings pitched, 1 hit, no walks, 7 strikeouts. So, Frankie needs another good one. Again, this is a guy we're slotting into our playoff rotation. Another good one, especially tonight, Jeter Day against the Rays, and especially if you can pop the Rays bubble. The Rays are coming in saying we can bring the division to a game and a half. If we can pop that instantly, win tonight, and it's back up to 5.5, you can kind of exhale. I know that's not what you want to hear, probably, but coin flip 2 games Saturday and Sunday to try to continue to keep the Rays out there, that would be a win of all wins.
If they win this series against the Rays, you can reasonably unclench the rest of the way. I believe in the Yankees to outpace them and be back on track coming off these Twins games if that becomes winning a Rays series. I believe in them to solve some stuff.
And, man, I think...
And just winning one goes a long way.
Makes Weissert and Weber make a little more sense, if we're being honest. Because these are big games. These are big games. Although, if you won last night, whatever. Over it. And then after him, Clay Holmes did not pitch yesterday. Johnny Lasagna did not pitch yesterday. And I think that's your current 8-9, right?
I would say so. Marinaccio should be available.
We haven't seen Lou Trevino in four days. That's interesting. Circle that. If we don't see Lou Trevino tonight in a close game,
then it's fully a thing.
I would maybe make a question mark there. Disco Ron Marinaccio should be fine. He did not pitch yesterday. And I guess Licky Weissert should be out. Clark Schmidt is out. Web Dog would mean the game took a different direction than we thought. Maybe.
His 9 pitches were clean.
I'd say Montas, Trevino, Loaisiga, Clay. If you need something else, Marinaccio should be available. Wandy should be out. Pitch back-to-back days.
Yeah. Let's hope it's a Weber day.
Wandy's last 3 outings have been 13 pitches.
Huh.
How about that?
If that's not the most Wandy thing.
How about that? How do you like that?
How do you like that?
How about that?
I gotta get that sound.
The Rays, I don't think we have a lineup yet.
I do not believe so. I'll do one.
But I'll tell you this. They just activated Wander Franco, so expect him to be in the lineup. Randy Arozarena has been playing well for them. The Rays, again, are playing a really good brand of baseball. Get ready. Get ready for a fun one in the Bronx. Cheater night? Are you kidding me?
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Homer draft, what happened last week? I know me and Jimmy put some picks in. Felt like a weird week.
Yeah, Jimmy was one game early on IKF, so that was tough, and Zach and I offered the rest of the way. Okay. Judge didn't get those two games. Those were half the picks. Glaber, we were late. We were late on.
Interesting tweet from Andy Martino. Oswaldo Cabrera is getting a tutorial on the finer points of first base from a group of Yankees coaches.
Oh, who was I talking to you about him? There's someone out there I was talking about Oswaldo first base.
Makes sense.
Some good laughs. And, like, we were half serious.
And Ronald Guzman may not be long for the team. I don't know. So that's something. Who goes first in the Homer draft?
I believe it's me. Oh. And that's... Please. Not, I won't fool around. Do the judge. Do the judge pick.
Wow. Horrible pick. Judge, Jeter, never would work. Never would work. The first pick is obviously Oswald Peraza playing shortstop on Jeter Day.
He'd be my next pick.
The new kid, that's obvious. And then I'll go Andujar. You know, guys you could circle in this lineup that could potentially get hot. He's still one of the options. So I will go Andujar Peraza, and you will go Judge and...
Let's take Higgy.
Okay.
Higgy loves Friday nights, maybe.
Little moment.
Have a moment. Trevino goes on the paternity list.
Two homers for number two from Higgy.
Higgy, in theory, should get at least two out of three this series.
Higgy wears the number six twice on his uniform.
Yeah, it's creepy.
This is one of those, I mean... This is getting Kobe-esque. All right, Higgy and Judge versus Andujar and Peraza. The over-under, you can tell me what it is. I'm going over.
Yeah, we're over. It's 7.0.
Yeah,
so
easy.
We're both over.
Hammer the over. That's free money.
Be there.
Talking Yanks just tweeted out, Talking Yanks just tweeted out, wear a full uniform tonight, Derek Jeter. So, got that going on.
In case you need it.
Premo. IKF, RBI, RBI. A 2 RBI hit from IKF.
Oh, I like that.
He's been hot. When IKF gets hot, he gets hot. 2 RBI hit from IKF.
Make it full-blown hot, IKF. Like I said, Peraza would have been my next pick in the Homer draft. I think he's at least putting a serious drive into one.
Okay.
We get our first, at least there's a warning track shot. I hope it's further than that. But he puts a serious drive into one.
Okay. My deep cut would be an Andujar smile.
Ooh.
That would be...
I think he got to unbutton a little bit yesterday.
Because he, like, might be on the team now, which that's kind of all he's wanted.
Stanton not the lineup today. I don't think we've said anything about it.
Yeah, they haven't either. I mean, they pinch hit him yesterday. I guess they try. It was a decent at bat, kind of. So, we'll see. There's some funk on the bench. I doubt you'll see Guzman again. Ben Rortved, if there's a catching replacement, get excited for his Yankee debut. Tilo will run. Florial. Enjoy the game. There may be pregame shows this weekend. Otherwise, Talking Yanks. Sunday evening to wrap up this big 3-game set with the Rays. I will be in the building tonight. If you are, say hi. Maybe take a selfie. Same to BBD.
Yeah, I'll be with Zach and some other faces.
Don't pants anyone unless it's Joe's McFly.
Pants Joe's.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.